Colombia, far-left coalition plans legal action to stop presidential inauguration. By Christian K. Caruso on July 8, 2026. Colombia's far-left Historic Pact coalition announced on Tuesday that it plans to present a lawsuit demanding the annulment of the 2026 presidential runoff election, which their candidate Iván Cepeda lost to conservative president-elect Abelardo de la Espriella. The leftist coalition reportedly affirmed that it will request the annulment of the election based on purported irregularities during the vote count. The Historic Pact coalition is led by outgoing Marxist President Gustavo Petro and is currently the ruling political party in Colombia. Petro is set to leave office on August 7, 2026, when de la Espriella is scheduled to be inaugurated and serve for 4 years. While Cepeda, a far-left senator and Petro's chosen successor, recognized de la Espriella's victory days after the election, President Petro has repeatedly refused to acknowledge the results of the election and continues to do so at press time. On Monday, he published an unhinged rant proclaiming that he has suspended the presidential transition process and does not recognize the results of the election because, according to him, algorithmic fraud with foreign funding was committed in the election and therefore Cepeda is the president of Colombia. Noticias Caracol reported that members of the Historic Pact privately met with Petro at the Casa de Nariño presidential palace on Tuesday for about 3.5 hours. Immediately after the meeting was over, the far-left coalition announced that it would file a lawsuit seeking the annulment of the election. The coalition affirmed that it will present evidence collected by the group and evidence allegedly presented by President Petro to substantiate its accusations before the Council of State, Colombia's highest administrative tribunal. We have every right to do so. The president insists on a series of circumstances that raise several doubts and relate to the vote count, Historic Pact lawmaker Gabriel Becerra told Caracol Radio. Unnamed Historic Pact spokespersons confirmed the lawsuit plans to the Argentine outlet Infobae. San Cepeda, Interior Minister Armando Benedetti, and other Historic Pact members were reportedly among the meeting's participants. Over the past weeks, President Petro has repeatedly accused Thomas Gregg & Sons, the private security company that administered the 2026 presidential election process, of being involved in the alleged fraud scheme during the June 21 presidential runoff. He has also accused the State of Israel of being involved in the purported plot to compromise the election. At press time, the outgoing president has not publicly presented evidence that can substantiate any of his accusations. Petro reportedly presented the purported evidence during the private meeting. Asked about the evidence allegedly presented by Petro, Congressman Becerra reportedly asserted that it consists of elements that would be included in the coalition's lawsuit seeking to annul the results of the election. This evidence relates to how the entire vote counting process was technologically manipulated, and it will be presented to the Council of State in the lawsuit seeking to annul the results, the lawmaker said, according to Infobae. Although Petro has repeatedly claimed that fraud was committed during the election, Colombia's 2026 presidential election has been widely described as free and fair and devoid of irregularities that would raise questions about the results and President-elect de la Espriella's victory. De la Espriella, responding to Petro's Monday diatribe and announcement that he does not recognize the election, announced the suspension of the transition process between his team and Petro's corrupt government. Hours later, the president-elect published a roughly 10-minute-long video addressing the situation. In the video, de la Espriella accused Petro of wanting to do the same to stay in power as the socialist and communist dictatorships of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, the Castro dynasty in Cuba, and Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua have done. De la Espriella confirmed that he instructed Vice President-elect José Manuel Restrepo to stop all encounters with Petro's coup government. On Wednesday morning, the Colombian president-elect published a short video on social media emphasizing that Petro and Cepeda don't know who they're dealing with. De la Espriella described the fraud narrative as an excuse to torch the country. I want you to know that I will be a tiger defending Colombia against the coup plotters. Let no one doubt it, he promised. The Colombian newspaper El Colombiano reported that, despite the suspension of the presidential handover, Vice President-elect Restrepo's team will continue its audits of the Colombian state's finances to continue with that phase of the transition. No one here is taking a step back. The entire transition team stands firm in defense of the Constitution, the rule of law, the legitimacy of our president-elect, and the will of millions of Colombians who determine the country's course at the polls, Restrepo wrote on a social media post. Colombian laws on the subject of presidential transitions reportedly compel the outgoing administration to present a detailed report to the incoming administration on the state of all matters, resources, and processes under the executive's responsibility. The incoming administration has up to 30 working days to verify the contents of the report and lodge any complaints. El Colombiano noted that, although the report is a compulsory requirement that must be presented in a formal event, the law does not compel either side to hold constant meetings with one another. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.